An Associated Press article came out today, reading, "Millions of Americans took to the skies and highways ahead of Thanksgiving at the risk of pouring gasoline on the coronavirus fire, disregarding increasingly dire warnings that they stay home and limit their holiday gatherings to members of their own household." I'm staggered, not at Americans traveling for Thanksgiving, but rather at the mind-bogglingly antagonistic approach of an article written by a fundamental news source. Is it unwise for Americans to travel? Probably, in many cases. Does that justify everyone staying home? No. Should people take travel warnings more seriously? Quite possibly. I think it depends a lot on your situation. Does any of this justify maligning the American populace for the choices they make and for presenting a point of view which directly antagonizes Americans against each other? How can you avoid reading this and feeling something bad? If you feel like people should have stayed home, people should have paid more attention to the warnings, people should have just done Zoom Thanksgivings or been in their pods and not traveled, then you are now mad. You are mad at other people, even though you don't know who they are. Millions of Americans took to the skies. Who are they? These are bad people. They're hurting people. They couldn't have made a good decision because they did something that I am viewing as bad. They are endangering people. I will not pause for even 1 second to consider whether they have a valid reason for it. No. I read that millions of Americans are ignoring increasingly dire warnings. I am angry. Or if you are one of those millions of Americans traveling for Thanksgiving, you have had the finger pointed at you. You are one of the millions of Americans disregarding increasingly dire warnings. You are personally pouring gasoline on the coronavirus fire, according to the Associated Press. You now feel like you have done something shameful, and you know, because Associated Press is telling you so, that others around you are muttering under their breath that you are endangering people. You have made a choice to be with your family in the face of danger, and that is wrong, and you should feel bad. What a terrible thing to do to the American people, to frame the difficult choice that every American faces this Thanksgiving in such an underhanded way. A kind of subversive attempt to pit every American against one another. I'm sure there are people we know there are people who don't pay any attention to coronavirus, don't take any precautions, and that's bad. And I'm not trying to say one shouldn't be cautious. But the majority of Americans realize what they're doing. And they are taking their life to be their own, which it is. And no one can necessarily justify or denounce any one particular person's choice, but we have to recognize that that is what is happening in the large majority of these cases. Someone is choosing what they think is best for their family, for them. Whether it's to be close to their family, whether it's to remain distant from their family and choose to connect other ways, whether they're traveling by car or by plane or public transportation. We don't know, we can't know what every individual household is doing in terms of distancing, isolating, testing. But we don't care, right? At least it would seem that way from this article. We don't care about the human story behind every individual's actions. No. We see a chance to malign in such a way that it can turn into a form of public shaming, and we jump at that opportunity. What a terrible thing to do on the eve of Thanksgiving. Time of thankfulness and togetherness, at a time, at a year, when thankfulness and togetherness are hard to find, and people are doing their best to make the decisions that they need to make for themselves, for their family, for their livelihood, for each other. And rather than attempting to understand the choices being made, we jump at each other's throats. What a sad state of affairs. What a sad state of media, of reporting. How can we hope to have any kind of cohesion when this is the way things are reported? It's absolutely appalling. Now, the article in question does attempt to maintain at least a facade of balance by noticing why some people might choose to make this decision, saying some of the precautions that certain people make, but juxtaposing that with the numbers of infections, the numbers of dead, hospitalizations, issues, blanketing the short explanations of why people might be doing this with an overwhelming sense of why they shouldn't. and leading off with that horror of a headline and capping it off with a quote from someone who is isolating. Clearly a message is being sent here, and it's not one of live and let live. It's not one of let's understand what the American people are doing, and it's definitely not one appropriate to Thanksgiving. Now, I'm sure there are other articles, maybe even other Associated Press articles, that take a different approach. But this is one of the Associated Press's lead articles at the moment, at the time I'm recording this. And the Associated Press is pervasive, which means that this message is pervasive. There is no justifying the line, the tone, taken in this kind of an article. Caution is understandable. Even were you to come from a personal point of view, saying that you believe it is incorrect for others, even any other, to travel for Thanksgiving, might be a reasonable thing to say from a personal point of view, though I think even that would be neglectful of the difficult decision and the nuances of everyone's individual situations that go into these decisions. I don't think there can be a blanket statement. But even that isn't happening here. There's no attempt to come from a personal point of view. There's no attempt to find balance. There is only an attempt to sow division. And this is a perfect example of the kind of reporting that's everywhere now. It's not just far left, far right publications. These are mainstream publications which are making absolutely no attempt to restrain themselves from causing discord among everyone and his neighbor. Journalism at its core is a noble profession, but like other noble professions, education, law enforcement, politics, in so many cases now, the representation undoes the potential. The reality simply fails to live up to the theoretical standard. And the media themselves are doing no great favor to themselves, not to mention to the viewership and readership, by taking such a line. They're certainly not drawing people to them. They are, in the short-term sense, more ad revenue, more clicks. But fewer and fewer Americans believe what the media have to tell them, and end up relying for their news on grassroots kind of publications, some of which are very valid, but many of which are fringe groups or distorted truths at best. And we end up in completely different pockets in how we look at the world because we are naturally drawn towards those news sources which seem to tell what is to us a more truthful story, and we end up revolving around those news sources, which are naturally going to be different than someone else's news sources who disagrees with us, but these become such niches that we are almost completely separated from one another. And this is largely directly due to the actions of the large media outlets. Politics is messy, especially nowadays, and it's understandable in a way that it is difficult to separate one's personal feelings and one's goals and what someone believes is right from the professionally balanced standards that we think should be applied to any media, any news outlet of one kind or another. But the depths of disdain for the reader, for the viewer, that almost every publication seems to show by telling you what to think, telling you what to believe, telling you how it is, not necessarily in terms of what has happened, but how you should understand it. As though the readers and the viewers were children, and not very intelligent children at that. It's unacceptable and it's frankly unforgivable. Anyone should know better, especially someone who is attempting, in theory, to provide information and important insights for people around the country and around the world. We can do better. We must do better.